The Gizmo Again, written by Paul Jennings and read by Francis Greenslade. There is nothing better than a scrumptious ice cream. Oh, yes, yes, yes! I open my mouth wider. Snatch! What? What's this? It's gone. My lovely ice cream is gone before I can take a lick. Someone's grabbed it. Someone's stolen my ice cream. It is Gutsit and his gang. I'll never get it back now. He has my ice cream and Mickey's. The gang have done this before. I race after them. I can't believe what I'm doing. No one, but no one ever stands up to Gutsit. He's the biggest kid in the school. Gutsit and the gang stare at me. There are three of them, and only two of us. They will wipe the floor with us. They are big and tough and mean. I'm shaking at the knees. But I find courage from somewhere. I snatch my ice cream from Gutsit's hand. I'll take that, I say. Gutsit's eyes nearly pop out. He's mad. He is furious. He can't believe that someone like me is standing up to him. Suddenly, there is a beep from my pocket. It's the Gizmo. It's trying to tell me something. I take it out of my pocket, and immediately it sticks to my hand. But I am not worried. Well, not much, anyway. The gang close in. I start to back away. They come after me. They see me going backwards. The little wimp scared stiff, sneers Gutsit. After 10 steps, the Gizmo beeps, and I grow a bit bigger. I walk backwards faster. The gang come after me. Beep! 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 The gang stop. I keep going. Their mouths fall open. They look up at me. With every step backwards, I grow taller. I am as big as a horse. I'm as big as a house. I'm so big that I can see into the next street. The gang scream and start to run. I could step on them and squash them if I wanted. But I don't. Instead, I pick them up and hold them in my hands. I hold them up close to my face. Very close. I can hear them yelling and squealing. I don't know what I'm going to do. They don't have to worry. I'm not going to hurt them. After all, I'm not a bully.